I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. In a forum on Wednesday, Juneau School District officials didn't have much new concrete information for families preparing for the socially distanced start of the school year. Here's how parent Aura Landau asked about timelines.
We are several weeks out from the school starting. When are we going to hear from principals and teachers with those details that will tell us what the days will actually look like? Because we have to have that information to be able to plan for our jobs, for childcare, for how much alcohol to buy, you know, all those things that we need to get through the school year.
Landau said she was joking about the alcohol, but was earnest about coping mechanisms. Superintendent Bridget Weiss said the school district can't resolve Juneau's childcare needs, but is looking to the Juneau Assembly and the community for support. The Assembly is waiting on childcare policy recommendations from its Economic Stabilization Task Force. Middle and high school students will have structured days following a bell schedule. Paula Casperson, principal of Juneau Douglas High School, Yada Adkale, said high school students' schedules were mailed out Wednesday. Elementary school kids' days aren't as firm yet, but district officials said they learned last spring that imposing some structure to the school day was very important. Weiss said to expect more next week, after regular teachers and staff return to work on August 11th in studentless school buildings. Weiss emphasized several times throughout the forum that the school district's decisions around reopening could have wider community impacts. She said with about 4,700 students and 700 employees, the district has a huge community footprint.
That is a very high potential risk of exposure. So if we introduce too much risk too fast, we have the unfortunate opportunity to introduce higher health cases in Juneau that then impact our businesses, that then impact our families in different ways when we have to start closing down.
She said the district has a responsibility to make reopening decisions slowly and in collaboration with other officials.
But what we know is we are dealing with the lives of our children and of our staff, and therefore our families, all of you, because as soon as we bring a child into our setting, that child is going back out into your home. So the standard, the bar for us as we make these decisions is very, very high.
Weiss said the worst case scenario would be being too ambitious with reopening, triggering a wider outbreak that leads to new shutdowns and causing further disruptions. Juneau students' first day of school via distance learning is August 24th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.